author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There is a new unit of time that will replace the nanosecond, and that is the amount of time it takes for an event to happen and John Kirby to get on the airwaves explaining what Biden really said and meant.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Did you guys watch? Who watched?
I listened to the whole thing. I listened. It was audio. I was in the car. Didn't want to. Made my daughter listen. I feel like it was child abuse.
That was abusive. I feel like abusive. We all deserve, anybody who listened or watched to that entire thing deserves something, like some sort of reward.
A check. I want a stimulus check. I don't know if it should be called stimulus, but I want my money back. I want all my money back. I want a refund from the time I spent listening to that crap. I want some sort of a check.
That was something. We've got lots of little clips to get to for those of you who did the right thing and actually spent normal time of your life doing normal life things, because that was a huge 2-hour and 15-minute waste of time. But first, let me read you this email that we got from Trina Ekstrom, who wrote us a few weeks ago, I think, and we said she had just ordered GenuCell and she was super excited about getting it. And so we were even saying, can't wait to hear how she likes it. So she wrote back and she said, this is like early December. She said, OMG, I feel famous. It was so awesome. It was so awesome to hear you read my mail today and watch y'all laugh. I wish you knew how much I felt like I was sitting around with old friends while watching it. Update on the GenuCell results. I don't know how much more bitchin' I could look. She says, you weren't kidding. This stuff is the absolute bomb. Want to know how I know? My sweet, unobservant husband of 28 years says, yeah, it seems to be working, I guess. But he tells me every day how beautiful I am, and I've gotten more action in the last month than the previous year. If that's not a testimonial, I don't know what it is.
Look at that.
Daisy, I love you, but Nickelback's first album is underrated. And don't forget Creed. Mock, you're welcome. I got your back.
Can you take me higher?
Love you, chicks. It made me feel exceptionally special to see you giggle over my words. Thanks to you, my jawline isn't so saggy now. Keep on keeping on, Trina Ekstrom. She is, of course, talking about GenuCell and most likely the most popular package, which is what is 60% off right now. And when you order that, you guys, you get included the Revitalizing Night Repair Cream for free. That's included in the most popular package order, which is 60% off. And so I learned today, because GenuCell sent us more information about what makes their amazing products so amazing, and it's something called calendula.
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 It's a natural thing, but here's the thing. It's way better putting that stuff on your skin than doing what Nancy Pelosi does and then looking like a complete freak where your eyebrows start going up to your forehead and then your face is all, because this stuff is way better, you guys. It makes a difference. It really does.
And you can get some. Just go to lovegenucel, GenuCell.com/chicks and save your 60%. Okay, let's get to it. So yesterday, I will say, he started right on time, which is super, super weird for Biden. That's not normal.
Okay. So that's like the one thing we're gonna give him, that one thing. We're going to say because we always have to start with a positive, and then we're going to tear right into it. We're just going to tear right in. Choink. There it goes. All right. So there's our positive. Our positive, old man started on time. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So I think I will start with the two clips that are on Twitter, because those are harder to share and it's a little bit of a pain to kind of share them and get them ready. So the first one, because there were a couple of different times throughout his 2-hour marathon presser where he talked about how much he's gotten accomplished, which was pretty delusional.
And also, it's news to me. Is it news to you? Because I didn't know that.
Wow. So here's one example of that.
More follow-up. Around this time last year when you were campaigning in Georgia, I think one of the things you told people was the power is literally in your hands. You know, if voters give Democrats the House and the Senate and the presidency, that all these big things can get accomplished. And, you know, we've seen stalemate. We've seen things being stymied. Why should folks believe you this time around?
Can you think of any other president's done as much in 1 year? Name one for me.
I'm asking you.
I'm serious. You guys talk about how nothing's happened.
He really believes this, you guys. Now, I guess if you're looking at like how much bad shit you can accomplish in 1 year, he wins, hands down.
He does. Give me my prize. Where's my prize? He is serious. He's absolutely serious. That's what's so terrifying. He's serious. Also, can we just point out that everybody who asked a question, it was all prepared in advance. He called on everybody, just in case you weren't listening yesterday or you weren't watching. Everybody, he called by name and he was like, so-and-so from ABC, so-and-so from the AP or whatever. He knew exactly who was going to be asking a question and he knew what the question was going to be in advance.
Well, for the first hour or so. And then he just went willy-nilly and started taking all kinds.
And then the willy-nilly was like, oh my God, it was so willy-nilly. It was like willy-nilly-nilly. It was so bad.
Here's a perfect example, and this was probably the question of the night, and it came from a pocket person. It came from James Rosen of Newsmax, who is such a pocket person, and he's so polite, but he asked the question that everybody has wanted asked. And
look at his face. Look at his face right there.
He did it in a way that was so gentle and so precious. And the answer is just...
Thank you very much for this honor. James Rosen with Newsmax. I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
Your dog face pony soldier or whatever it is that he called him. Seriously, like that's it. That's all he says.
That's it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. He did. Yeah, he did ask that in such a lovely way, didn't he?
Really? I mean, didn't he?
He did. He asked. It was so dear the way he asked that. The way he asked, like, why are you? Why? How can you explain why you are riddled with dementia and why do people think you're riddled with dementia? You crazy old coot. You know.
We would have asked it.
We would have asked it like that. But he asked it in such a dear and sweet way, and it was so lovely the way he did that. So bravo, Newsmax. I mean, right? I can't believe Newsmax they have us on, you know? It blows me away.
Okay, so there was that. Now, I don't remember, I have so many clips and I don't remember what they all are. So we're just gonna play them. I know there's one about the one where he yells over words that he actually said. He screams at a reporter for misinterpreting words that actually came out of his face. We have there were two different moments where one time he was saying, well, the polls, like there was an outlier. There was the one that said, I'm only at 33%. But then there's another poll that says 44%. And then there's other polls that say this. So that was in one part. And then there was a whole other part where he was like, I don't believe polls. That's so...
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just start playing them and we'll just see what we have here.
You campaigned and you ran on a return to civility. And I know that you dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace. But you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said and tell me if you think I called anyone who voted on the side of the position taken by Bull Connor, that they were Bull Connor.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
So did you expect that that would work with Senators Manchin or Sinema?
No, here's the thing. There's certain things that are so consequential. You have to speak from your heart as well as your head.
Okay, which is what he did. We all heard it. You we can't unsee it.
Right. Which we can play. And he should have said, can we play that video back for him? can we just play it back for Grandpa here? Because he forgets what he said. We're going to go back to the Newsmax guys asking about his dementia. Because this is why people think that you're completely crazy, old man. Yeah. You can't remember what you said. And then listen, on the voting rights thing, he was talking a lot about, well, they kind of went into the conversation about the voting rights thing. And he talked about how the vote is suppressed. But then he also said yesterday that it was the biggest turnout in the last election. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah.
So how's that for like... you're kind of like speaking out of 18 sides of your mouth there, buddy.
This is what he does.
You can't have it both ways. But I mean, if you're a thinking human being, you heard that come out of his face and you're like, wait, but I just heard you say that was the biggest turnout. So how can it be both? How?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you also heard him say a couple different times, he was asked in a couple of different ways, if your voter bullcrap doesn't get passed, which it won't, thank God for Manchin and Sinema holding their ground. So if it doesn't get passed, then will the 2022 election results be legitimate? And he basically said no, unless my reforms are passed. So they always bitch about how Trump denies the results of the election. Well, here are Democrats already pre-denying the results of the election. So what the hell?
I know. This is the thing. I mean, there were a couple times like that yesterday where I'm like, he's doing the things. He's doing all the things. And then and you can tell he was coached in how to talk. Like, obviously, it's kind of like what you said yesterday, the preamble. And there must have been some sort of a, hey, you need to get out there. The people need you to be out there so they can see you. That was the purpose of yesterday, right? Is because we need more Joe Biden. We need more of him to be there with us in person so we can see him. You know, and it's like, no, it didn't quite work, obviously, because he absolutely creeps me out. I don't know about you, but I just don't, it makes me very uncomfortable seeing him on a stage talking at all. And it was a complete disaster yesterday. But the way that he speaks, you can tell that he, obviously, there were a couple times where he screamed yesterday, and you tell that they didn't want him to do that. So the way that he presented himself, just his body language, everything, you could tell he was coached on how to do the things yesterday, like remain calm, the way that you say things, the way that you hold yourself on the podium. Everything that he did yesterday was so incredibly staged, and I hate it. I can't stand the guy because of that. I can't, like, he's such a puppet.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that, listen, I'm not saying I want Trump to run or not run, but that's why he was so successful, is because he was so real. People are so sick of this garbage. They're so sick of this political puppet garbage. They hate it. And that is why he was so successful, is because he just was himself. And you could just tell yesterday when Biden was standing up there that he's just a puppet. It is so gross to watch.
And we've complained so many times, and the press has complained so many times about the lack of transparency and the lack of availability. But after yesterday, I'm now understanding how nice it is to not have that much Biden.
I don't want him.
Way too much.
Yeah, put him back in the basement. Put him back in the basement. We don't want him. Yeah.
You guys, we got another precious little letter from Lily. And she always draws, like, she draws... I hate the light. She drew like a flag.
It.
You see it?
she drew a flag. So cute.
Precious. And she remember how we got the we got those like screechy little critters that like the mean bunny with fangs and the cow with fangs,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
From Natalie. And so she drew those. Let me see. There. Anyway, she drew really cute pictures of them and she wrote, "Dear Mock and Daisy, on one of your last episodes, you showed those funny critter things. I just think those things are just so funny. Mock, your rabbit is ferocious, and Daisy, your cow was utterly scary. Also, we got some MyPillow towels, and I love them. They are so soft." Take it from Lily. She said, "P.S. They have those critters at my Cracker Barrel, so yours might too. I surprised my sister with one once." And then she drew like a little emoji with like two little eyebrows and a smile. And then earlier she had drawn a similar emoji, but with tears. And so on the back of her letter, she wrote, she has a code. So she like actually has a code key, a key thing for her emojis. I love her so much. So anyway, she knows. We're talking about a young girl who is saying she knows the difference. She can tell the difference with the MyPillow products and specifically the towels. And you guys, it's still 40% off of this Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology slippers, moccasins, 50% off mattress toppers. Get yourself some MyPillow stuff.
Get the stuff, you guys. Just use our code.
MyPillow.com/chicks.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay. Back to the crazy. Let's see what he says here.
Francesca Chambers McClatchy, how do you plan to win back moderates and independents who cast a ballot for you in 2020, but polls indicate aren't happy with the way you're doing your job now?
I don't believe the polls.
That's it. I don't believe the polls.
All right. Well, then you have no plan for that. Well, then good luck. Good luck in the next election, buddy. Good luck with that. I swear they're going to get slaughtered. They're going to get slaughtered. It's going to be so great.
Well, he talked a lot about how he's going to be more out there. He hasn't left DC enough. He's going to be on the road doing, you know, getting face to face with people.
Why do they think that's going to help? So he's going to campaign. So instead of doing his freaking job and helping inflation and doing all the things, and like, seriously, they've done a disastrous job of completely screwing everything up. He thinks getting out there and campaigning and shaking hands and like kissing babies, which I don't want you near any babies in my family. You think that is going to actually help? You think that's campaigning's in it? Because this is all these people know how to do. Seriously, that's all he knows how to do is campaign. Well, he wasn't even very good at that, but that's what Democrats are going to do. Is they're going to campaign?
Well, honestly, maybe that's better for all of us if he's on the road and not able to do anything.
And just keep it right here. Just keep it right here until we can like get in office and like fix the things. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a good point, Ma.
Okay, we have more. Take a listen to this.
Put Vice President Harris in charge of voting rights. Are you satisfied with her work on this issue? And can you guarantee, do you commit that she will be your running mate in 2024, provided that you run again?
Yes and yes.
Okay. You don't care to expand?
Pardon me?
Do you care to expand on voting?
No, there's no need to. I mean, I asked the question. She's going to be my running mate, number one. And number two, I did put her in charge. I think she's doing a good job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's doing a great job. Kind of like she's doing on the border, doing a bang up job.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, because, by the way, not once in that over 2 hour presser did the border come up, and not once did crime come up. Two of the things that people care about the most were never even mentioned. And I got to say, Peter Ducey had one chance. He had one shot to ask a good question. And he asked a question about, like, why are you moving so far to the left? Which was, I mean, why, Peter?
Yeah, that question was, it's such a open-ended, weird question. It was very strange. Like, that was a very bizarre question, because it was an easy question to just shut down.
Yeah, he just said, I'm not moving to the left.
Yeah, next. Bye. Next. Yeah, that was a strange question. Yeah, he should have asked about the border. He should have asked about, you know, crime. He should have asked, there are so many things that he could have asked about, which, you're right, in 2.5 hours, those things were not brought up. And it's like, seriously? What the hell? Like, crime across this country is out of freaking control. And it's all happening in Democrat-run cities. I mean, they're total shitholes right now. And so what do you have to say about that? Nothing. Cricket.
And there was so much talk about the Ukraine-Russia thing, which, by the way, Jen Psaki's presser today is going to be hilarious amounts of cleanup on aisle 5, because right. He basically said, when he was asked, well, what are you going to do if Russia invades? And he basically said, well, I mean, it depends, because, like, if it's just a minor incursion, I mean, that's what he's basically inviting Russia to invade a little bit.
Yeah, he totally is. You're right.
Oh my God, that was insane.
And then now everybody's on edge. We're like, are we going to get involved? We're going to be involved in this, you know? So it's one more freaking thing. It's just one more thing for the American people to go, great, this is fantastic. It's just like, this is just what we need.
Well, there was one question that a reporter asked where they listed out, like, all of the terrible things, and asked if he had overpromised about what he could do for everything. So that's the final clip that I have of him, and then we can mention some of the other things without video. But here is that exchange, which was, again, amazing.
Is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. And the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise. And what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where we have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that not long ago. It's coming down. Everything's changing. It's getting better. Look,
I was in my car and I'm listening to this. It was the beginning. It was probably within the first half hour of the press conference when I heard that. And you could just tell that, well, I didn't see the smiling, because now I can see the smiling, right? Which is creepy AF.
And it was every time.
And so that to me is like it's a weird tick of his. Like, when he's uncomfortable, he smiles, or when he doesn't like something, I don't know, the smiling is weird, you guys. But he kept saying, look, look. He kept saying, look.
Yeah.
You know, he does that, the look. It's sort of like he's hesitating to say whatever he's going to say, or he's trying to figure out, how am I going to explain myself in this situation? It was really weird. But I was listening to that, and I'm like, I'm uncomfortable in the car. I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my God, how is he going to answer this? And when he said that, he tried to make a joke out of it. I'm just thinking, it's not funny, dude. Like, everything sucks right now. You cannot make light of this. Like, you can't make a funny out of everything that sucks right now. I mean, you've done this. This is on your watch. So it's not something to laugh at. There are people who are hurting in this country, and there are people who can't pay their bills because of you. So it's, so screw you. Like, I was so mad about that yesterday. I was just like, it's not, it's nice that you get to live in a nice house that we pay for, but there are genuinely people who, I mean, like around me in my area right now who are struggling, who can't pay their bills. I just, it made me so mad. It made me so mad yesterday when I heard that question.
Oh, no ownership about any of it. Anything that's bad right now, he takes no ownership whatsoever. And then says stuff like, well, I've overperformed what anybody thought I could do.
Right. In
this. I mean, and I'm just like, this is overperforming.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And so afterwards, I was like, I got to see what the MSNBCs and the CNN people are saying, because they cannot. There's no way that anyone watched that and thought, yeah, that inspired some confidence. No, there's no way. So the first person I see is James Carville. And James Carville actually said, hats off to Joe Biden for that amazing performance. And people don't understand what it takes to stand there for an hour and a half and take questions. He's just glad Biden didn't wet himself in that hour and a half. And because he didn't, he's like, hats off, tremendous performance.
Oh my God.
I was like, are you freaking kidding?
You got, oh my God. I was expecting something totally different. I was expecting him, of all people, to be like, that was awful. Like, come on, right. At least be like, give us some honesty, James Carville. My God, you used to have some balls. Give us some honesty.
Now, John King on CNN was a little more balanced in his response. Here is that.
No, there's a lot to clean up. Come back to that in a second, especially the Russia-Ukraine stuff on the global stage. And look, one of Joe Biden's trademark, and often his friend, is his stubbornness and his fight to stay at it. So there are questions about his stamina. There are questions about, will you do a press conference? If he wanted to prove he'd stand there for 2 hours and take it, mission accomplished. To the idea that at the one-year mark, when you're struggling, when almost every political metric says you are struggling, does he walk out of there thinking he's in better standing? It'd be fascinating to see how it's interpreted around the country. The White House wanted him talking less about Washington and more about America. He spent a lot of time talking about Washington.
So, I mean, at least they're owning a little bit of that poor performance. And by the way, there were things that need massive cleanup. Like the Ukraine stuff is one thing, but he also said, I make no apologies for what I did in Afghanistan.
How do you say that? I don't know how you say it. I don't know. But he did. He makes no apologies. Really? And that's the thing. Like, that is the absolute tone deafness of him and the arrogance. People thought that Trump was arrogant. Holy crap. At least Trump was arrogant about the right things. I mean, this is the thing. This guy is arrogant about things that he has no business being arrogant about. It's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that was madness.
All right, everybody, bring it in.
One more day till the weekend.
Muck has like 6 more days of work at her other job, you guys.
Oh my God. Yeah, as of next Friday is the last time you're going to see this background. This is it. Next week is it.
I have about 3 more weeks in this place. That's it. And then I'm going to be in the new house. I cannot wait. You guys pray for me. I may not make it. Oh my God. So, yeah. So, and then I'll be in the new digs in an office in there. So so many changes happening over the next month, a lot of changes. So we're very excited. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Why are the media and the FBI so slow to call out anti-Semitism, even when it's blatantly obvious?
On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss the Texas synagogue hostage crisis with Leora Rez of StopAntisemitism.org and her amazing connection to one of the key figures in this story. I'll also explain how to prepare yourself, your family, and your congregation from a horrific situation like this by having a plan of action. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.